Best Quotes from Shakespeare Plays. Narration, Katie Haig. The Tempest. There's nothing ill can dwell in such a temple. If the ill spirit have so fair a house, good things will strive to dwell with it. Act 1, Scene 2. I will be correspondent to command, and do my spiriting gently. Act 1, Scene 2. Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows. Act 2, Scene 2. Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits, and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve, and like an insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. Act 4, Scene 1. We are such stuff as dreams are made of, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Act 4, Scene 1. The Two Gentlemen of Verona. I have no other but a woman's reason. I think him so, because I think him so. Act 1, Scene 2. To make a virtue of necessity. Act 4, Scene 1. Is she not passing fair? Act 4, Scene 4. Twelfth Night. If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it, that, surfeiting, the appetite may sicken and so die. That strain again! It had a dying fall. Oh, it came o'er my ear like the sweet sound that breathes upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odour. Act 1, Scene 1. I am sure care is an enemy to life. Act 1, Scene 3. Tis beauty truly blent, whose red and white nature's own sweet and cunning hand laid on. Act 1, Scene 5. Dost thou think, because thou art virtuous, there shall be no more cakes and ale? Act 2, Scene 3. She never told her love, but let concealment, like a worm in the bud, feed on her damask cheek. She pined in thought, and with a green and yellow melancholy, she sat, like patience on a monument, smiling at grief. Act 2, Scene 4. Oh, what a deal of scorn looks beautiful in the contempt and anger of his lip. Act 3, Scene 1. Love sought is good, but given unsought is better. Act 3, Scene 1. Let there be gall enough in thy ink. Though thou write with a goose pen, no matter. Act 3, Scene 2. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them.